From Washington, Farm Bill talks intensified Wednesday with a new report that food stamp expenditures are already beginning to fall as a share of the economy. Further cuts in the food stamp program has been a division in the Farm Bill. The four major members of the House and Senate met for over 90 minutes this week to discuss the final plans for our voting on the Farm Bill. It was a good discussion, according to Debbie Stabenow, the Democrat from Michigan, chairman of the Senate Ag Committee. We're not there yet. It's complicated, but we are making progress. Colin Peterson, the representative from Minnesota, the ranking Democrat, sounded more upbeat this week. Asked if a deal was possible this week, he said, "I think it is." Lucas from Oklahoma, the chairman of the House Committee, wants the framework of the deal this week and is pressing the Senate to move to a $10 billion reduction in food stamp savings instead of the $40 billion offered by the House. Officials said the group did reach a compromise on the commodity section this week on corn, soybeans, and some of the others. An agreement was reached on the commodity section this week on resolving a battle over whether to use historical planting data or current planting data when calculating the farm subsidies by using a five-year rolling average of the current planting acres. Conaway of Texas, a member of the committee, predicted that a Farm Bill conference report will be voted on in the House before the target recess of December 13th. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.